USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. President Biden says he will visit Michigan on Tuesday to join the picket line and stand in solidarity with the men and women of United Auto Workers. The union has expanded its strike of assembly plants for General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis to include parts distribution centers for two of the automakers in 20 states. This puts more than 18,000 workers on the picket lines. UAW is not making additional moves against Ford because they say the company has met some of their demands. 5 people were transported to hospitals after an explosion at a New Jersey home on Friday night, police said. The house in West Milford was heavily damaged by the explosion around 9 p.m. A 6th person at the scene refused additional medical treatment. Police said the victims were transported by helicopter to 4 different area hospitals. Their conditions have not been released. The explosion is under investigation by West Milford detectives and the town and state fire marshal's offices. President Biden is establishing the first of its kind White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention.
Anyone who doesn't think that these kinds of engagements have a permanent effect on young children, in many cases older their entire lives if they never had a bullet touch them, misunderstands.
Headed by Vice President Kamala Harris, the office will coordinate efforts to combat gun violence, particularly among children and teens. The Hollywood studios and the striking writers were scheduled for another meeting today as a consensus wasn't reached during the 3 days of meetings this week. Utilization of AI and determining the necessary number of writers for projects are still on the table, along with an agreement on devising a method to calculate streaming earnings. And California's ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition has been ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge who says it violates the Second Amendment rights of firearms owners. The judge ruled that the state's ban went too far by preventing people from using magazines for lawful purposes, including self-defense. California's attorney general plans to seek a stay while appealing the decision to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Welcome to the Continental.
From the world of John Wick comes a Peacock original 3-part event that takes us back to 1970s New York. The Continental.
This institution wields power beyond your imagination.
Let's take this house and everything that comes with it.
The Continental, from the world of John Wick. Streaming now.
And away we go.
Only on Peacock.
An icon is back.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Oscar Mayer bringing back its iconic Wienermobile. The hot dog maker announced it's bringing back the name for its famous vehicle after it rebranded it to the Frankmobile in May. The rebrand was to spotlight Oscar Mayer's new 100% beef franks, but the company said it's time to bring back the Wienermobile name. I'm Corey Myers.
Tens of thousands of mattresses that were sold exclusively at Costco stores have been recalled. FXI Incorporated says the mattresses could have been exposed to water during manufacturing, leading to potential mold development. Customers should contact the manufacturer for a full refund or replacement. People lined up outside stores in the U.S., China, and Europe on Friday to be among the first to get their hands on the brand new iPhone 15. The base price is $800, while the more advanced models start at $1,100. More than 83,000 cases of Kraft single American cheese slices have been recalled because of a choking hazard. The food processor says a manufacturing problem can cause plastic film to stick to the cheese. The products under recall have expiration dates between January 10th and 27th of next year, 2024. Kraft Heinz said people shouldn't eat it and can return it for an exchange or refund. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.